Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
To prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins, and let us seek our God's mercy and our God's forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in my own fault, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. And I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie
Christe
eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. God our Father, you will all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of your truth. Send workers into your great harvest, that the gospel may be preached to every creature, and your people, gathered together by the word of life and strengthened by the power of the sacraments, may advance in the way of salvation and love. We ask this for our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. The more abundant his fruit, the more altars he built. The more productive his land, the more sacred pillars he set up. Their heart is false. Now they pay for their guilt. God shall break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. If they would say, "We have no king," since they do not fear the Lord, what can the king do for them? The king of Samaria will disappear like foam upon the waters. The high places of Avon shall be destroyed, the sin of Israel. Thorns and thistles shall overgrow their altars. Then they shall cry out to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall upon us." Sow for yourselves justice. Reap the fruit of piety. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain down justice upon you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. The responsorial psalm. Seek always the face of the Lord.
Seek always the face of the Lord.
Sing to him, sing his praise. Proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Seek always the face of the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. Seek always the face of the Lord. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. Seek always the face of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever I proclaim this gospel, it's the ending line that always grabs my mind and invigorates my imagination. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? What are the images? What are the things that come to mind as we ponder the kingdom of heaven? One of the things that comes to my mind is the very prayer that is used during funerals, during the Eucharistic prayer. There'll come that day when every tear will be wiped away. That's the kingdom of heaven, the place where every tear will be wiped away. The kingdom of heaven, what is that? It is the place where we will be face to face with our God. The kingdom of heaven. Perhaps the images from the Old Testament and the Messianic era come to mind. The hills will run with wine. Sounds like a special place. When do we use such things? Well, wine, of course, gladdens the hearts and warms the body, as they say. But we use it at times of celebration and great joy. The kingdom of heaven is like that. What are the other images that we could glean from the Old Testament? It is the place which is the place of milk and honey. Sweet place. What are the other images that we could use for the kingdom of heaven? Do you remember the time when Jesus was walking along and John the Baptist points to him and says, there is the Lamb of God. And some of John's disciples leave John and start following Jesus. I don't think John would have been upset over that. It wasn't a lack of loyalty. It was following through on John's words, right? He always said there was one to come after him that was greater. And so he had pointed him out. And so the disciples come up behind Jesus, and Jesus, after walking a little bit, as it said in the scriptures, he turns around and asks them, what are you looking for? It's a curious question that they ask. They don't say, well, we want to know what you're about. No, they don't say that. They don't say, you know, well, we want to see what you can do. No. Do you remember the question they ask? Where do you stay? Disciples like us and others of the Lord Jesus, they want to be where Jesus is. And where Jesus is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. It is the place that our souls long for. The place that our hearts are restless until they rest there. The kingdom of heaven. Now the proclamation that Jesus tells these 12 to make is that this kingdom, this wondrous place is what? Is at hand. This lectionary is at hand for me. This microphone is at hand for me. These objects that will be used at the altar are at hand for me. Rita, although a little bit farther away, is still at hand for me, because I'm sure if I had some difficulties here and I said, Rita, come help me, she would be here in no time to help me. Although she may send Jerry because he has swifter legs. And so we are at hand for one another. It means that it's not far off, but that it can make a difference right here, right now. And so Jesus says that the 12 should go through and then proclaim to the lost sheep of Israel that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What good news, my friends, because the proclamation can be made for us too. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And where is the kingdom at hand for us? Jesus is truly present to us in all of the sacraments of the church, all seven of them. Present to us, and when we experience them, there's an inbreaking of the kingdom of heaven into our lives, giving us forgiveness of sins, giving us strength and courage, nourishing us, invigorating our love in particular ways in the vocations that we have been given, soothing our illnesses and healing us, making us ever more fully children of God. And so the kingdom of heaven is at hand for us in the sacraments. The kingdom of heaven is at hand in all the places that we experience Christ's presence. The Second Vatican Council was very clear that as the church gathers together for the Holy Liturgy, that Christ is truly present to us. Where? And those who have gathered together. And the minister who is presiding. And the scriptures that are proclaimed. And preeminently in the Eucharistic species. And so here in this place, we get a foretaste of that which will be given to us in its fullness at the end of our days. Here in this place, we get a foretaste of the kingdom of heaven. And so, my dear friends, in one another, believe it or not, in the word that is proclaimed, much easier to believe, and in the sacrament that we're about to celebrate and share at the core of Catholic faith, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But I think there's more to this for us who are gathered here in a number of ways. First off, for us as individual disciples of the Lord Jesus, if the kingdom of heaven is at hand and we partake in it and that it is growing in us and will come to its fullness when we are face to face with our God in heaven itself, in the kingdom itself, we need to recall words from Matthew's gospel elsewhere. What we have received as gift, we must give as gift. In other words, not only are we to grab out and bring the kingdom of heaven into our lives, which is also an action that we are graced to do, but then we are to become that kingdom of heaven for others, so that in meeting us and experiencing us, and us also drawing them by living lives that are of heroic proportions in Christianity, that others come to experience the kingdom of heaven. Secondly, and more particularly for us who are gathered here, Jesus instructs them thus, the scriptures say, go and make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so here, in this number two thing, there are two things. First, there are those who are already sent to do this. Bishops and priests. And so we need to pray for them, as you do, that they are able to proclaim this message. Not a message that says, oh, you're not allowed the kingdom of heaven because you're not good enough. That's not what the message is to be proclaimed, is it? That's not what Jesus wants. The message that Jesus wants is the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Ask for it. Reach out and grab it. It's there for you so that you might have life and have it to the fullest. And so we need to pray that indeed those who proclaim the message of Christ, most especially bishops and priests, that they are able to proclaim this and proclaim it boldly, so that especially to whom are they sent? The lost sheep. That the lost sheep hear the good news that they are in actuality not lost, but found. And that the kingdom of heaven is at hand for them and for all of us, because we are all, in some way or another, lost sheep, and needing to know that we are found and that the kingdom of heaven is at hand for us. And then secondly, that God might grant us more laborers in the field so that the harvest might be brought in. For the harvest is great, but the laborers are few, so that there might be more priests out there to proclaim the real news and gospel message, the gospel message that Jesus instructed to be proclaimed. Not one of doom and gloom, but one of faith, hope, and love. The proclamation of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Our needs are great, but our God is greater. And so we cry out for what we need, knowing that we will be heard and answered beyond our imaginings. For the church, that God will truly grant us shepherds after the good shepherd's heart, that will proclaim the good news that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, especially though for those who feel lost. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and for what else shall we pray this day?
We pray for love, peace, joy, unity, harmony, obedience, forgiveness, strength, trust, order, perseverance, purity, faith in the Lord throughout the world, especially in the least, through the doubters, also the purgatory, going through the world, when Jesus and Mary ascended their lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pray for all of our priests and pray for all of us. Pray for Father Mike and for everybody that brought for their vocations. And pray for all of our vocation and praying for the priests, the church, and the world, and that the world will know the love of Jesus. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord,
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pray for all of our ministers.
hear our prayer. Let's pray for all those who grieve, that the Holy Spirit will comfort them and lift them up. We pray to the Lord. For all those whom God is calling to religious life and priesthood, that the Holy Spirit will continue to draw them and give them the strength and the courage to say yes to their calling and to persevere in it. We pray to the Lord. That God will truly guide the bishops of the world, that the Holy Spirit will invigorate them to do the things that God wants them to do and to stop them from doing the things that God doesn't want them to do. We pray to the Lord. For those who have died and those who will die this day, that they will see God face to face in the heavenly kingdom, we pray to the Lord. God of life and goodness, in your mercy and love, hear these our prayers and answer them through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and the work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Beloved and chosen ones of God, pray that this offering and the offering of our lives may be acceptable to Almighty God.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice
of Jesus and
the praise and glory of his name,
for our good and all the church. Lord, look upon the face of Christ, your Son, who gave up his life to set all men free. Through him, may your name be praised among all peoples from east to west, and everywhere may one sacrifice be offered to give you glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father in heaven, it is right that we should give you thanks and glory. You are the one God, living and true. Through all eternity, you live in unapproachable light. Source of life and goodness, you have created all things to fill your creatures with every blessing and lead all men to the joyful vision of your light. Countless hosts of angels stand before you to do your will. They look upon your splendor and praise you night and day. United with them, and in the name of every creature under heaven, we too praise your glory as we sing.
Thank you.
and love. You formed us in your own likeness and set us over the whole world to serve you, our Creator, and to rule over all creatures. Even when we disobeyed you and lost your friendship, you did not abandon us in the power of death, but helped us to seek and find you. Again and again you offered a covenant to us, and through the prophets taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you so loved the Lord that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son to be our Savior. He was conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, one like us in all things but sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation. To prisoners, freedom. And to those in sorrow, joy. And fulfillment of your will, he gave himself up to death. But by rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him, he sent the Holy Spirit from your Father as his first gift to those who believe, to complete his work on earth and bring us the fullness of grace. Father, may this Holy Spirit sanctify these offerings. Let them become the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord as we celebrate the great mystery which he left us as an everlasting covenant. He always loved those who were his own in the world. When the time came for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, he showed the depth of his love. While they were at supper, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In the same way, he took the cup filled with water. He gave you thanks, and giving the cup to his disciples, said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of
Then
in your kingdom. Freed from the corruption of sin and death, we shall sing your glory with every creature through Christ our Lord, through whom you give us everything that is good. Through him, with him, and him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
His word.
Let us pray. Lord, you renew our life with this gift of redemption. Through this help to eternal salvation, may the true faith continue to grow throughout the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the Lord.
Hosea.